Okay. Good morning. Since the theme for this week has been tzitzis, all the drushes between Mincha Maariv and Shir, we're talking tzitzis. I figure we'll do it on the parsha. We'll do a little bit on tzitzis from the Shem Yishmol. So he says this is 1914. He said this following void. Yesh lehisbonein the mitzvah tzitzis. He asked the following, question. Let's try to understand a little deeper. Shalav netzichelis is b'sorim shehim ahavo v'yira. That the ahava is connected to Lavan, which we saw in the Or HaChaim. We saw us that idea, and Techelis corresponds to the midah of yira, of awe. For yidua shitzurich lehakdim yira yira. So we know that normally in the hierarchy of avoidus, the basic level is yiras Hashem, right? That's the starting point, and then right. Then you can start moving to Ahava, then there's higher levels of Ahava, and there's like a higher even level of Yira, that's like that, even above Ahava, like Yira HaRomamus, of being in awe of the, how exalted, how special, and how unique a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. So really, but Yira comes first. Okay. Right? V'zeo HaShar LaHashem Tzadikim Yavoivo. That's the entry point for Avodas Hashem. Lama HaMitzvah LaHaktim Lov and L'Techeles. Right? So, V'nira dehine omr chazal, the Gemara in Chulin on Peches says, P'scharsh omr Avraham, right? When Avraham had the captive, he took back, he says, Imi chut, if I took those things, so zoch ubon of the chut shel tchelis. So Avraham, because of his response, he got the tchelis, and tchelis corresponds to Yira. So what do you mean? Avraham's the chesed, Avraham's the Ava personality. What's going on? Sabir HaDevorim says, Shem Yishmo dehine yedua, Shemidasa shel Avraham, he Ava. Zera Avraham Ohavai, right? That's the meter we always connect to with Avraham, of Chesed, of Ahava, of love. Ubido also Sheyitzak Yi Yira. And in Yitzhak served the Kosh Baruch Hu with this attribute of awe, right? Moshe Kov says, Pachad Yitzhak Hayali, right? The fear of Yitzhak. Now, what's the difference between Pachad and Yira? Sound like both of them sound to be afraid of, right? You ever thought about this? What the difference is? Some of the Forshim explain. One's like a close fear, meaning something that's tangible, something that's right in front of me. You know, I'm in a dark alleyway and some suspicious guy starts walking towards me. That's a pachad. A yira is like an overall type of not an abstract, but it's not something concrete right there in front of me. It's just like, I'm afraid of a global warning or something like that. Like this concept I'm afraid of, something like that. So it should have been the fakert. If Avram is our ahava and Yitzchak is the midah of Yiras, then Techelis, which is corresponding to Yiras, should have been connected to Yitzchak, not to Avram. Lama Amr should, right? Should Techelis, Nami b'zechushel Avram se'ach is yira ve'is yira. So what the Shem Yishmol says, there's different levels. There's different levels and types of yira, of awe. Yesh yira shehi machmas di'ihu rav v'sholit. There's a simple, well, not so simple, there's a more elementary level of fear of that Hashem is the ruler. He's the master. You know, you have a court case or something like that, and you realize you're going in front of the judge. You know, so, okay, you're a little afraid. Zunikras yiras shemayim. That's what it means, Yiras Shemayim. It's a beautiful word. It says, Kamosha Shemati Mishem Kvod Kuchas Admor Chedushi Harim Zatzal Migur. Pirish, we don't Yiras Shemayim. If you have to translate these two words, we say like, fear of God. What does Yiras Shemayim literally mean? Translate it literally.
Heaven, fear of heaven.
The heaven which has fear. It's not fear of heaven, it's the Yiras of Shemayim. What Shemayim has a Yira, that heaven itself, that entity called Himmel, Shemayim, Yiras Shemayim means the fear, right? We say the fear of heaven, but it really means that the heaven has a fear. If you think about it, right?
Well, the heaven is afraid.
Well, yes, the heaven is afraid of Hashem. Watch this. Beautiful. This is Chedush Harim. I like this very much. What does it mean? Da-da-da-da-da. Pirush, Yira Shemayim, Kamo Shemayim, She'omdu Migara So. If you remember, in the beginning of Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at the Shemayim. He yelled at Tovavo, and he yelled, and the whole world stopped. So the Shemayim has a Yira of Hashem. Right? Lo Machmas Tikschar v'yiras onish. Shemayim is just in awe of Hashem, not because of all the, I'm going to get punished or I'm going to get reward for that. So yesh yira shelol ya'aved kol hoino v'ruchusho berege echad. There's a year that I'm afraid I'm going to mess this up. There's a beautiful story that I like to tell over from the Yanuka. He was one of the Karlin Stoner Rebbeim. I believe he became Rebbe at like the age of 6. They called him the Yanuka. Now there's like a few people that go by the name of Yanuka, but in Karlin Stoner was Yanuka, and he was like 6 years old. So he asked like an elderly chassid, imagine like a 70s or 80s, long white beard, and here's his little 6-year-old Rebbe. And he says, are you afraid of me? You have a pachad from here? So he said, Rebbe, I'm afraid of doing something that would damage our relationship. He says, that's the year that I'm looking for my chassidim. So, kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would have a year of being afraid of doing anything that would damage and spoil that relationship with Hashem. Hayne hogne rechushiv haruchani, hu adveikus v'hachibur sheyesh beino levein kono. We're scared of messing up that relationship. You have somebody special in your life, your spouse. You don't want to do anything to spoil that relationship. Shevada im osim maisim bilti nirtzim. So you're being a fool. You're losing what was given to you. That's the definition the Gordon Chagiga talks about. What's a shoyte? If you give them something, they can't hold on to it. You know, you give them a safer. They don't pay attention. They think this is totally. You know, they don't understand the value of an item. So the person's a shoyte. They don't understand the value of that item. They have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vehina yir shemaim kanal he meet as Yitzchak. That's the level of Yitzchak. So the yira that Avraham had was that fear because of the love that he had, because of the devekus and the connection. Right? I think we talked about this. You know, when you say glue in modern Hebrew, it's devek, right? Devekus, to be attached to Hashem. So Avraham had that amazing attachment. He was afraid doing anything would spoil that. Uvedugma zu hayatam shel Avramin ol sham shel rotz likach min chush melech Sodom. This is why he didn't want to take anything from Sodom. Sha'alpi hadin hamatzah min hanahar min hagayis harei elu shelo. Right, he saved it. It belongs to him now. Namikomakum over Avram lo somar aniyesh arties Avram. I don't want anyone saying I'm one who made Avraham rich. Pirush Rashi, Shakosh Baruch Hu, Hitachi Lashrani. Hashem gave me a promise he's going to make me rich. Afshikvar, Haya Oshir Bilbarai, Zu, Viniskai Mash Hashem is Baruch Omer Lashro. Meaning Avram Avinu was already a rich man at this point in his career. It wasn't like just starting off with nothing. He already had this. Mikomakum lo rot litzaref lashirus shalo im es rechush Sodom. He didn't want any of his wealth coming from Sodom. Hain Mishum Sha Oshir Haboam and Hashem is Baruch Hu Rak Toiv. Okay, there was like, you know, not coming from a holy place. It was connected to places of impurity. So you don't want to have any, you know, connection to Avraham Avinu. That's why Avram didn't want to take any of the wealth from Sodom. So the tzaddikim understand that possessions are a connection. This is, you know, connected to the idea of why Yaakov Avinu goes back in the middle of the night and risks everything to get these pachim ketanim, because by the tzaddikim they realize that all of their, there's more to talk about this, but all of their connection, all their possessions are really ruchnius. It's a connection. That's their olam haba. L'zuas ma yisron b'chol ha'osher.
You can think of it this way.
Yeah.
You know, Hashem gives us everything. He gives us in order for us to serve Hashem with it. If He gives you money, He gives tzedakah. He gives you. Whatever Hashem gives you, you're supposed to do a mitzvah with it.
Right.
So maybe after 120 years, Hashem was like, "Oh, I gave you this. What did you do with it? Oh, I lost it."
Right. Yeah.
Very good.
Exactly. Right. That's the idea.
That's why he was looking for those packing of Gitanim, because Hashem gave it to him to do a mitzvah with them.
Yeah.
And
it's interesting. There's another piece in here. Do we have time? Well, no, we're out of time for this morning. But there's another piece in here where he talks about. I think it's a few years earlier in Tafesh Ayin Aleph, where he writes that what the significance of this is, based on this Yisod that he says here, the idea is, it was Tafesh Ayin Aleph, right? We don't have a Tchelis. So what do you mean? So we don't have the year anymore? We don't have the year anymore? Right? Kivadai lo bo zeb mikra, chas v'shalom, obviously the hashkacha ordained that we're not going to have tchilis nowadays. Ve'inyin ki lovin hu ahava v'tchilis yiras ki kinoda, the same idea we saw. Hayin she'achut she'halovin moshech ahava lo'odam v'heichel ahava l'tachlis tchilis, I'm sorry, tchilis mosheches yiras lo'odam. So the idea, he quotes from the Kotsk, kemosha amr zakeni, zeichet tzadik kodesh levracha mikotsk, v'rebbe, mi'berdichev, pasach heichel ha'ahava. So the Bedich of the Kedushas Levi opened up in Shemayim this chamber of Ahava, Ad Shenimsu Ahava Gedol Ben HaChasidim. So in the earlier generations, there was tremendous love between the Chasidim. V'achakach B'rois Tzadiki Hadoa Shem Ahava Hahi Nofagam L'mato V'niz Rabto Bo Ahava Tchitzonis. Since there was so much love that came into the world, they needed something to temper it, and they didn't have that. Nimnu V'gomru, they made it in V'nisgru Esahech, they closed it up. Alkein ink ace kokach ahava bein hachasidim. That's why there's no more love. There's not as much love, I should say, between the chasidim. Kama bein hachasidim shel baal shem tov adkan lashon hakadosh. So the idea is that when we understand nowadays the techelis is no longer with us, that pashtus is an avodas Hashem. That means the ikar avoda now is the ahava, and not so much the yira, because the yira was represented by the techelis and the ahava is represented by the white strings. Okay, shkoyach, good night, Shabbos. Thank you.